helping families be happy.
Welcome to the Helping Families Be Happy podcast, where we explore the often messy world of family love and relationships. I am your host, Dr. Carla Marie Manley, a practicing clinical psychologist, wellness advocate, and author based in Sonoma County, California. I've teamed up with Familius Publishing to bring you nourishing real-life information about love, family, relationships, and life. Now, I'm thrilled to introduce today's guest, Brianna De Rosa, who will be talking with us about the Family Dinner Project. Thank you for being with us today, Brianna.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
So, I understand that more than 20 years of scientific research shows why family meal times are so important, and your Family Dinner Project provides the how for today's busy families. And I also understand that your team members have come from varied personal and professional backgrounds. Their parents, non-parents, and their ages range from young professional to Medicare eligible. As well, their collective professional experience includes education, family therapy, research, food, social work, marketing, and communication. And with nonprofit partners and local champions, the Family Dinner Project team works online and at community events to help families increase the frequency, meaning, and long-term benefits of their shared meals. And while the Family Dinner Project is based in Boston, Massachusetts at the General Hospital Psychiatry Academy, its principles are applicable to families everywhere. So, Brianna, tell us a little more.
So, I mean, you were pretty comprehensive there, but I think, you know, the key takeaway for everyone is that the Family Dinner Project exists so that busy families who feel like the family dinner is something that eludes them, that it's an old-fashioned, outdated notion that nobody could possibly attain in the busy world that we live in. We exist to help you understand that that's not true and that family dinners can take as many forms as there are families, and there's always a solution that is right for you. And we want to help families find those solutions so that they can get all of the scientifically researched and backed benefits of family mealtimes.
So tell us a little bit about how that actually works when we put it into practice. Do you have an example, a couple of examples of families that are different where you've made that work for them?
Yeah, so, you know, we have worked over the years with hundreds and thousands of families, and we have really met families that run the gamut of all different ages, all different stages, all different kind of setups of how their home lives work and function. And, you know, one of the things that I think has really been interesting for us as a team has been particularly working with families who are dealing with challenges like, say, being military families, where there might be one parent who is deployed for a specific period of time. And so the whole family makeup kind of shifts to accommodate that absent family member, right? Everything kind of changes, and you can imagine how it changes the dynamics of something even just as simple as sitting down together. So we've worked with families like that numerous times and have gotten great suggestions from them and given them suggestions that we hope are helpful. We've profiled some of those suggestions in the book. But for example, you know, whereas a lot of people would say, don't use technology ever at the dinner table, it's terrible. In fact, we learned through our work with military families that sometimes using technology when someone is far away and having the ability to Skype or FaceTime with that person during dinner to help them feel still a part of the family and still a part of the dinner experience can be really beneficial and can be a really important part of bonding and staying close during a separation. So that's just one of many examples that we have of kind of unique situations that families might have that make family dinner a little bit challenging. But we still think that there's a way to get it done. Now, we're not the technology police by any stretch of the imagination. As you could probably tell when I gave the example right off the bat of helping military families to stay connected through technology. We believe that there can be a time and a place for technology. And in fact, in the book, we have a story about a single dad who was trying to connect with his kids at dinner time, could never get them away from the TV. Well, guess what? He decided to use it to his advantage. And he brought the kids into the kitchen one night and he said, okay, tonight we're gonna watch Ratatouille. We're gonna watch the movie Ratatouille. But first, we're gonna make Ratatouille. And so they made a Ratatouille pasta. And then they went and they sat and they ate it in front of the movie. But what he did was he would occasionally pause the movie to talk about, hey, how do you think our dinner matches up to what they're making on screen? Well, what do you think about what's happening in the movie? Well, hey, let's do something fun. Let's turn off the sound on the movie for a minute and let's play a game where we try to guess what they're saying without the sound on. And he would do things like that that were more interactive so that it wasn't a passive watching experience. It was actually an interactive, conversational, really fun bonding experience that even included cooking a healthy meal together. And what he found was that when he used the kids' interest in their TV shows and their movies to his advantage in that way, it opened up a whole new way for them to bond and connect. And then over time, they were more willing to step away from the screens and go and have an interactive and fun cook together, talk together, play together kind of family dinner at the table. So I would say, you know what? Don't rush to pry everybody away from the TV cold turkey. Maybe you can find a way to transition and use your time watching the TV together while you're eating as a gateway to starting more conversation and then gradually move away from the TV to a dinner table or to a picnic blanket on the living room floor with the TV off, or to the kitchen counter, or wherever you feel you can have more of a fun, interactive, face-to-face family dinner without the screens. You know, the biggest thing in family dinners, people are always wondering, well, how exactly do I get all of the benefits of a family dinner, and am I doing it right? And the biggest thing is that you have to first set a positive, pleasant, welcoming atmosphere at the table. If it's fun and enjoyable and relaxing, people are going to want to come back and do it again, right? But if it's fraught and tense and guilty and you're trying to, you know, elbows off the table, sit up straight, eat your peas, how many bites have you eaten? It can feel really, really difficult for everybody to want to engage. So back up, take a deep breath, and make sure that it's fun.
And that's the title of the book, Eat, Laugh, Talk, the Family Dinner Playbook. So you're basically setting a stage for healthy interaction, healthy food, healthy digestion, because we digest our food much better when we're feeling safe and relaxed. So you're making mealtime, I'm sensing, almost interwoven with playtime and certainly interwoven with family connected time.
Absolutely. I mean, don't we all feel like there's not enough time in the day? I don't think I know any families who are like, oh no, we have an abundance of time to just enjoy each other's company. There's always something else to do, right? Always something on the to-do list. And we're rushing around so much. So capitalize on that time. I'm fond of saying to people, you know, you've got to eat anyway. So if you've got to eat, you might as well eat together and make that time part of your whole family bonding process, right? Even if it's just 20 minutes, make it a good 20 minutes and then you can move on. But really focus first. Really focus on that time together.
I think that's just so brilliant. So thank you. So what do you believe makes a happy family, just overall?
I think a happy family is a connected family, right? I think it's a family where you do talk and where you do know each other and you see each other. There are so many different families and different ways to be a family in the world. And I think the only times that I've ever really come across people who felt unhappy or unsatisfied in their family lives, it was because they didn't have that time to really connect. They weren't taking those opportunities to really get to know each other and to see each other for who they are and appreciate each other for who they are. So I think, yeah, to be happy, you need to be connected and you need to try to slow down a little bit and really, really hear each other and really see each other.
So thank you for being with us today, Breanne. It has been such a pleasure to share time with you. Where can our guests find you?
So you can find the Family Dinner Project at our website, thefamilydinnerproject.org. You can also find us on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on Pinterest. So look for The Family Dinner Project. And then you can find the book, Eat, Laugh, Talk, The Family Dinner Playbook, basically wherever books are sold. It's being sold through Familius, our wonderful publisher, of course. It's also being sold on Amazon and IndieBound and Barnes & Noble and all the big online outlets. And you can look for it in your local bookstores as well. Many, many of them are carrying it. And if you don't see it, ask for it. So that's where you can find us.
Thank you so much. It has been such a joy talking with you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your hard work in making happy families possible around the dinner table and in other areas of life. And so as we conclude today's podcast, I'd like to thank Familius Publishing for their support in bringing this podcast to your ears and your heart. We'd be thrilled if you'd subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes and social media. And when you're ready for that next amazing book adventure, would be honored if you'd choose a book from Familius Publishing. One step at a time, we can make the world a happier, more connected place. Thanks for sharing your time with me, Dr. Carla Marie Manley. It has been a joy and a true pleasure. Be well and shine as only you can do.
We talk together, learn together, play, work, eat together, we laugh together.